Earlier this year, lawmakers passed big reforms to Act 250, Vermont's land use law. Those changes included some temporary carve-outs for new housing. Lawmakers hoped they would encourage developers to build more homes to ease Vermont's acute housing shortage. Now, those home builders are taking legislators up on the offer. Reporter Carly Berlin joins us to break down the details. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Jen.
Okay, so to start, Carly, can you give us a refresher on the law that passed earlier this year that reformed Act 250? I mean, like, what exactly was it aiming to do?
So this law, Act 181, sets up this long process to basically overhaul how Act 250 works over the course of the next few years. But in the meantime, the law put in place a bunch of temporary exemptions for new housing, generally speaking, in areas already designated for growth. Basically, that means developers would generally still need to get a local building permit, but they'd be able to move their projects forward without having to get an Act 250 permit, which can add a lot of time and money and risk to the development process. As of now, those temporary Act 250 exemptions are all slated to sunset after a couple years, but for the moment, developers have taken notice.
So you went and looked at projects that have already gotten a thumbs up that they won't need to go through Act 250, right?
Yeah, exactly. So since this new law took effect this summer, we found about a dozen housing developments that have used one of these temporary exemptions. We went through proposals that got an official thumbs up from an Act 250 coordinator that the project won't need a permit because of these recent carve-outs. And these projects are spread out across the state. They're at all different scales, all different affordability levels.
What kind of development projects are on the list?
There's a conversion of a former nursing home into 40 apartments in Hartford, a new subsidized senior housing project in downtown St. Johnsbury, and a hotel plus apartments development in the heart of Rutland. And not all housing projects might be seeking an official opinion on this, so there could be more that we don't know about. Alex Farrell, the commissioner of the Department of Housing and Community Development, told me these exemptions are starting to work as intended. He added, a lot of these projects were probably already in the works, so the benefit they're getting is a quicker development timeline, and that's great. But the bigger impact, Farrell said, will be when developers start to expand the number of homes they seek to build.
That's going to be exciting to me. I think this coming spring and summer, we're going to see probably some really exciting results.
From your reporting, Carly, it sounds like some developers are doing that already. You know, like building homes they say they wouldn't have taken on otherwise.
Peter Kahn is a great example of that. He's a developer in Vergennes. A few years ago, he made plans to build a 9-unit workforce housing apartment building there on Armory Lane. 9 apartments instead of 10 to avoid bumping up against Act 250. Then last year, after the legislature made some temporary tweaks to Act 250, he realized he could build 24 apartments on the same lot without Act 250 kicking in. So he quickly added that 10th apartment and started hashing out plans for another 14-unit building on the same site. And then this year, the legislature passed these even bolder Act 250 reforms. Kahn learned he could add a couple more homes on Armory Lane. And now he's started sketching out plans for a much larger 74-unit apartment complex on a vacant lot near the police station in town. He's shaping that project around a new temporary Act 250 exemption for 75 units or fewer in certain areas designated for growth.
100%, we are tailoring the project around that exemption.
By the way, Kahn said that first 10-unit building opened up this summer, and all the homes were filled within 2 weeks.
Okay, so we're starting to see some real impacts from this housing legislation passed last session. Carly, lawmakers returned to the State House in January. What should we be keeping an eye on when it comes to housing?
Yeah, Alex Farrell, the housing commissioner, said state officials want to see some updates made to this big Act 250 bill from last year, doing things like extending these interim exemptions till the new Act 250 framework is finalized to make sure there isn't a gap there. I've also heard from Farrell and from lawmakers that there is interest in taking on the appeals process for housing this coming year. This was kind of the unfinished business last session. There were a bunch of proposals to change when and how neighbors can challenge new housing in the courts, which is a key issue at both the local and state permitting levels in Vermont. Those appeals can delay or shrink or even kill housing development sometimes. I expect we'll see some of those appeals reform proposals resurface in January.
That is Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public. Carly, thanks for your reporting and for joining us today.
Anytime.